this is just one of my favorite stories about Britney, because it's just so crazy for her. We went to New York City, her first time going. I've been a few times, and, you know, if anyone knows her, she is such a rule follower, right? Like, I mean, I call her Sage Patrol. I mean, that was my little nickname for her, because it's just so frustrating of, like, following the rules. And typically, like, you know, when we first got to New York, like, no one gives a shit about crossing the roads, right? Like, the street corner, you know, the light, doesn't matter if it says cross or not. People start crossing, and, like, you see in movies and TV shows, people are honking, go F yourself. It happens all the time. But, you know, it wouldn't matter if, like, the street was obviously clear in both directions and it said don't walk. We would not cross when we first got to New York. You know, that would happen. Everyone else is crossing. Like, I mean, hundreds of people are crossing around us and we're just standing there because she won't cross. I'm like, whatever. I'm not going to say a thing. This is Britney. I love her. I'm just going to do it. And then by the time we left, I think we're only there 4 days. I was just, my mind was blown, because I remember we're over at Coney Island and, you know, she started to get a little more aggressive, but this is a huge leap. You know, we were coming up to the crosswalk. It was saying, do not cross. You could see there's no cars coming. And there was a cop, a New York police officer, standing not probably 25 feet away from us on the sidewalk, like a real officer. And he was looking at us, and Britney looked at him and made eye contact, and she gave zero shits, and she just jaywalked across the street. Like, I didn't even cross the street. Like, I normally don't give a shit. I will cross streets when there's even cars coming, and I wouldn't do it because the cop was there, and she just did it, and she just was at the other side of the street. She looked back to me like, WTF, what the heck? Why aren't you going? And then when it turned, you know, to go to a walk, I get up there, I'm like, what the hell is wrong with you? She's like, what? I'm like, there was a cop right there. She's like, I know, I saw, whatever. Like, she just, within 4 days, totally turned into a New Yorker. Like, I was so shocked, but yet so proud at the same time. Like, who is this person? But we get back home, and she goes back to Sage Patrol. So it was just a little insight to see that she was capable of it. But I loved her being that Sage Patrol. It definitely kept me out of trouble.